Take your Bibles, if you will, please, and turn with me to the book of Ephesians and chapter number 4. Ephesians chapter 4. I checked with Toby. He said, you guys usually get out about 11:45 every Sunday morning. And do everything I can. I do want to say thank you for your hospitality. Many of you have been so kind to ask about my progress and health. I just completed the cardiac rehab program last month and have just started preaching on some Sundays in February and delighted to be with you. I do remember Pastor asking several times, can you come, can you come? And didn't know that this would be the date that it would all just work out for us to be here. I'm glad to do this day, this multi-day meeting in order to, you know, I'll have someone drive me over, I think, on Monday and Tuesday. If you remember Marco from the ambassador over, the chef over at Ambassador Baptist College, I think he said he's going to drive me over a couple nights as well. So I don't drive far by myself, not that this is that far, but it also helps my wife to know that I'm not driving that far by myself as well. I am grateful to be here. This morning I introduced one thought to you, and I'd like to continue. Guys in the sound booth, are we good? Oh, I left it on. No wonder we're good. Okay. So you heard everything I said when I mumbled and whispered about Manny. Great. It's all recorded. It's perfect. I introduced this morning this thought in the first hour that our homes are to be the embassies of heaven. That is to say, an embassy reflects the culture of its host nation. If you're on foreign soil somewhere around the world, you would find perhaps a U.S. embassy, and at that embassy, stationed outside there would be a Marine detachment that would be there protecting that embassy. You cross that line of that embassy, and in practical purposes, you're on American soil. Even though that soil belongs to that host nation, that very embassy is practically as good as being in America. And they have guards outside, they have cultures that are a culture within that embassy, and it is to reflect American culture. It's not to reflect anything else but that. There's the values of the homeland. You and I have embassies in our home. We are representing the homeland, which is heaven. We know that this world is not our home. We know we're passing through. We realize that the place that we call earth, that place we call home, is just where God put us so we could bring Him honor and glory. But one day, we are checking out of here. One day, we will leave the confines of this earth, and those who've accepted Christ as their Savior will go to heaven when they die. That's our hope. That's our joy. But in the meantime, we've been given these precious darlings. Most precious darlings to raise and bring up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. It is hard in a world that is just completely carnal and wants nothing to do with the world's values. It becomes a battle, sometimes even in our own homes, to stand for what is right and what is wrong. And I want you to know from the very beginning of time when the law was given by God to Moses, God said, I want my commandments, I want my statutes, I want my judgments taught, and I want them explained in the home. When you're going down the road, I want them taught. When you're putting the kids to bed at night, I want them taught. I want our kids to know exactly who God is, why He is the way He is, and what He expects out of us. And that's what ought to be happening in the modern American home. You say, well, Brother O'Malley, that just does not fit what society says is a normal American home. Society doesn't write the manual for the Christian home. The manual for the Christian home is the Word of God that you hold in your hands today. That's our manual. That's how we know how to act. And every role in the home that God has given, grandparent, parent, and child, and grandchild, those roles that God's given in the home, each role has a responsibility. Now, some of you might get a little bristled at what I'm going to say, but I'll assure you it's from the Word of God. The Bible declares that the husband is the head of the home. He said, well, Brother O'Malley, my husband's an idiot. I'll just remind you with all the grace that I can, you picked him. It's just the truth. I can't, you know, you're in God's house. We've got to tell the truth. But that's how God set it up. Say, well, Brother O'Malley, he can't figure out how to do things. If he just asked me, I know how to do this. I know how to fix this. But the fact is God said he's to be the leader of the home. It doesn't mean that he does not listen. A good husband listens. Right, ladies? That wasn't a weak, anemic amen. That was your moment to shine, and then you blew it. But God does give us great spouses who can help us and help us learn. Children, your job in the home is to honor your father and mother. Ryland, since you're sitting right here, and your mom is seated right back there, and Madison is right here, this is so convenient and helpful to me. The Bible says that a godly mother has children that rise up and call her blessed. When was the last time you got up out of bed and you looked at your mom and said, you are a blessing? I'm thinking it wasn't this morning. Mom, what would that be like to have your kids rise up and say, oh, mother, you're a blessing? Say, what are those kids doing? What do they want? What did they do wrong? This is how the home is to run. Dad is to lead. Mom is just that, if you will, if you look in the Trinity, you understand the Holy Spirit's presence in the believer's life is everything. That mom has that same kind of role in the home of comfort and joy and peace and helping the home have that harmony that it needs. And the children have a job in the home. Do you have a home? Do you have parents? Are they here? Would you stand up? What's your name?
Joshua.
Joshua, turn around and face the congregation. Who are Joshua's parental units? I thank God that you brought your kid to church. It tells me something about your home. You okay? Hang in there with me. No one's ever died in an illustration, as far as I know. This is the place that will cement or solidify or make strong what you give him 6 days a week. He'll come here and have it strengthened. But if you're not giving him 6 days a week of God, he's going to come here and you're going to be at odds with those who lead in the church. Why? Why? Because we have to have a connected circle between home and church. Your job, according to the Word of God. Are you nervous? I can feel your heart through your carotid arteries here. I feel, yes. For you, that's a lot of energy to burn. I can feel it. Your job, according to the Word of God, sir, is to obey your parents. That's his job. God said so. So, well, I don't feel like cleaning my room. God said, obey your parents. You want to be seated now? Because I got lots more to say, and I'm having fun, but I'm not thinking you're having fun. So go ahead and be seated. When our son John went to college, we had a discussion. And I said to him, I need you to tell me what, if you know for sure, it is God's will for you to go to a college. And he came back and he said, I think I'm supposed to go to this college. I said, no, I've got to have you come back and tell me I know it's God's will for me to go to that college. So he settled that out, and he came back, and he said, I know it's God's will for me to go to that college. I said, great. Here's the next thing I'm going to tell you. Don't ever call home and complain to me about the rules of that college, because if it's God's will for you, then the rules of that college are God's will for your life. Ryland, do your mom and dad have dumb rules? Careful. Did you say ask Madison? Okay, Madison. Do you ever feel like sometimes moms and dad's rules can be like tough? No, we just love every rule. And you too, Ryland? Struggle bus, you just got on it. I felt it right there. Working on honesty tonight, Dad and Mom. Working on honesty. Grandpa working on honesty. Grandpa's watching, man. Dad's just all chill. Grandpa's watching. I'm seeing this. Even if the rule that you feel is so tough and so hard, it is God's rule for you. Madison, we good? Yeah, Mom's... Dad's smiling more than Mom is right now. I don't know what that means for you on the way home. Is it too late to go to Grandpa's this afternoon? That means every rule, Manny. Every rule at home. Mom and Dad are here. Mom and Dad, I love your son. I know you do too most days, and that's good. Every rule at home is God's will for your life. When you're not yielding, obeying, following, doing, with me, JJ, every rule you're not following means you're disobeying God's laws. So, well, I don't agree with that. You don't have to agree with it. It's just God's standard. Dad's in charge. Now, I will say, caveat, let me say this. If mom and dad say do something that is lawful or unlawful or a crime, something not compliant, then, okay, that's different. But I'm talking about clean your room, God's will for your life. Be nice to your sister, God's will for your life. Be nice to others, God's will for your life. Clean your room. God's will for your life. I don't know why I keep going back to that one. I just feel like your sister may need it, but I'll look at you and say it. That's the roles in the home. Parents, kids, grandparents, the same. You've been given a role. And your role is to use your influence, not to make your kids misbehave against their parents' rules. Your job as a grandparent is to support your kids' rules at that house and to help them, not to be a safe haven from that mean mom and dad, the very children you produced, with different rules than you're exacting now, but rather to say that those kids come to your house and the rules and morals and authority of God are supported. This is what God wants. You say, well, I thought this was revival meeting. I'll tell you, 6 days at home, you can fix a lot of things if the home is right, that when the family show up at church on the seventh day, things are a lot easier when our homes are being in or are in synchronization with the Word of God. Tonight or this morning, we start in this next passage that I want to bring to your attention. As we look in Ephesians chapter number 4, the Word of God helps us to understand how the embassies of our home ought to be governed. Paul is writing to the church at Ephesus, and he gives them 6 or 7 things between chapter 4 and chapter 5. I do not know how much I will return to this passage. I just know clearly that I'm supposed to be in this passage for you this morning to tell you the one of the things that God wants the embassy of your home to have. And we're going to follow this passage of Scripture. It really goes from 4 all the way to the end and through chapter 5 to look at all of the things that ought to be in our home. It ought to be in our home that our kids should be able to look at our moms and dads and say, why don't we read the Word of God together? Why don't we pray together? Is our home a home of that is an embassy of heaven? Are we following the things of the Word of God? You say, well, that's a lot of pressure to put on the parent. But the truth is, it's these specimens of humanity, as fine and unique as they are given and entrusted to every parent that is in this room to make sure that they come out right. Ephesians chapter 4 helps tell the story of if our homes are going to be an embassy of heaven, there are several things that God wants our homes to have. Verse number 17 is where I'll start. This I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. Now here's the qualifier. How do other Gentiles walk? In the vanity of their mind. Do you know what a vanity is? It's the emptiness of it. So the emptiness of their mind. Notice further. This is describing their problem. Verse 18. Having the darkness, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over to lasciviousness. Lasciviousness is having no moral restraint. Nothing is wrong. Everything is right. That's about where society is today. Notice this. Siri on my watch woke up when I said something, and now she says, I don't understand what you're saying. And I'm trying to teach you, and now Siri says she doesn't even understand. I have to really reboot. Here we go. Verse number 19, and I was going to let that go by, but all the young people here in the front heard Siri say, I don't understand what you're saying. Joy. Verse number 9, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness, but ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and taught by him as a truth that is in Jesus, and that you put off the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speak every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. If I had a creed that we could put into your home of what the rules of this embassy are, the very first rule would be this. This home is the embassy of holiness. What is holiness? Holiness is that which looks most like God. It is that which is equal to his character and nature. That our homes ought to be that one place where holiness is at home. It does not seem like that in our homes today that we would see a lot of holiness. It's a shame, but we have our homes look more like the world and sound more like the world and act more like the world. So it becomes very hard then to differentiate to say, is that a church family or not a church family? Are those kids growing up in a Christian home or not growing up in a Christian home? Where is the mom? Where is the dad? Where are the things that ought to be in place? Who is influencing these children for the Word of God? Chapter 4 of Ephesians give me the first of six different things that ought to be in every embassy of heaven here on earth, and that is our home. And holiness needs to be the first one. Why? Because the lack of holiness means our children will go about doing what they want to do. It means that the lack of holiness will mean the parents will do what they want to do. Holiness belongs in God's house for sure, and holiness belongs at our house. When we consider verse number 17, the people in our home ought to walk differently than the world walks. This is not the pace or the gait of someone in the way they step, but rather to say that we are acting like the world. Toby, you said you go to a public school, right? Could you come help me then? Toby really feels like Manny was getting all the love in the morning service, so he just wanted me to use him. Toby, I haven't gone to public school in a long time, so I'm just guessing it's pretty much the same. There are kids that go to high school that would be kind of like the redneck kids. Then there's kind of the drug culture kids. The urban kids, probably the sports kind of kids. Are there any others I'm missing? Band, Band orchestra. Okay, the music geeks. Right, I forgot. Because I had no skill. Music, the music people that are there. And each one has its own culture. Each one has its own thing. Rules, guidelines. We don't do that. They do that. What you do when you leave from your home is you leave the embassy at your house, and you then go mingle in those different crowds. The band, the choir, the car group, they have their culture that they're, and you're mingling with them. Lunchtime, you probably bump into the sports people and the urban crowd, the drug crowd, the redneck crowd, the whole thing, and each one you just kind of blend through those. And it's hard to come home and not pick up some of the junk that they passed around that day. It's hard not to. You hear stuff that you really don't want to hear. You see stuff you really don't want to see. And you get back and you go home and you're there and you walk through the gates of the embassy of the house. And what ought to be at home is the holiness of God. That you are so used to the holiness of God that the words that the other culture and the behaviors of the other culture, the ideas of the other culture, everything that those other cultures do seems so foreign to you, and you ought to be able to just beat a path home and say, I can breathe again. I'm at home in this place of holiness. But here's what happens. In many cases, there is no holiness at home. And so home becomes just another worldly place for our kids. And that's not what God wants. We ought to walk differently than those that are in the world. Is it hard as a Christian to go to school and live for Christ? If you didn't hear, he said some days. Are you sometimes intimidated to be silent when you know you really should speak up? As an adult, which I allegedly am by chronology at least, it's hard for me sometimes too. Times I want to speak up, but I'd rather just not say anything. And the times when I ought to be giving it out, and I'm just trying to glide through and not cause any friction. I want you to know there's no difference. And it's hard. And if every adult in this room would tell you the truth, they would tell you that some days they go to work and they see the same kind of crowds. And they would tell you it's hard to stand up for what is right. And it's hard to stand up and do what's right. And it's hard, and then they pick up all of the junk, all of the germs of an unholy people, and you come back home, and you're just so tired. You don't even want to make decisions for holiness at home because the world wore you out. That describes most of our modern-day Christianity. Thank you, buddy. God calls for this distinction in our homes. I don't want you to feel anything but this one statement. I'm not here to make you feel bad. I'm not here to make you angry. I'm not here to make you feel shame or guilt. It's not why I'm here. I'm here to say God wants holiness in our homes. It's not whether you say, yeah, we're all right. We're doing pretty good. Glad my kid's up there. He'll know our kid knows we're perfect parents and we've got the godliest home in this church. Now, there's a bunch of heathen in this church. They need this message, but our home, we're perfect. Truth is that every single one of us could look at what the Word of God is saying today and realize, ouch. A lot of things could describe our home, but holiness is not one of them. I look at verse 17, and as under this theme or the idea of holiness, Notice how he talks about sin and the vanity of the Gentiles and how they walk and how they have their understanding darkened. The world's values are darkened by sin, and the world's values are separated from God, and the world's values are ignorant of God, and the world's values are blinded at the very heart level. And the world's value, notice that word licentiousness, that's no moral restraint, none. And that's what this world is doing, saying, do what you feel like. There is no right or wrong. And our kids are hearing that in the world's music. And they're hearing that on the internet. And they're hearing that from their friends. And they're hearing that it's okay to do whatever you want. And if our homes are embassies of holiness, that means we have guards outside the home that said, no, we're not allowing that sin-darkened world inside this place. Inside this place, holiness is at home in our house. Truthfully, somewhere along the way, we've lowered our standard for what is holiness at home. And we're just glad that our kids come home at night and they're still alive, and that we have enough food to feed them, and we've got enough gas money to get them to school the next day, and we all look forward to the weekend to at least where we can have a day for ourselves and then get to church and hopefully hear enough spirituality to keep us going a little bit further. When God said, here's what I want. I want for the believer to have holiness to be a part of their very lives. That everything that is in my word is reflective there. Hey, are your mom and dad here? Who's your mom and dad? Hey, what's your name?
Sierra.
Sierra. Tell me your last middle name is Mist and I am done for the day. That is so cool. Some of you just got that, didn't you? They have a diet version too. Sierra, with your mom and dad over there and you here, are y'all getting along okay? Because like three of them are there and then one of you is here, but we won't talk about that. You know whether your home is a home of holiness or not. And your mom and dad, they know whether it's a home of holiness or not. And not one single family here wants to be used in this illustration. But here we are. The best decision, mom and dad, I can go with mom and dad or give me some names, either one. Name? Brenda?
Daniel.
Daniel and Brenda, the truth is that Sierra knows what's real at the house. And you know what's real at the house. If I say to you, tell me if your home, you do not have to. If I say to you, tell me if your home is a home of holiness or not, then you could give an answer. Now, mind you, you're in church. You'd want it to be somewhat honest, but you don't want it to bring too much shame or too much guilt. And you'd want to at least throw some shade at the rest of the crowd to saying, thank God he's not asking you because I know the dirt at your house too. And then you try to give an answer. However, it doesn't matter what you say. Doesn't matter what Sierra says. What matters is what God said. Would God say, and now go to me, my wife is Kim. Would God say John and Kim's house is a home of holiness? That's real, isn't it? That's what it comes down to, that there will be such a distinction in our homes that holiness is a known part of the functioning of our home. Mom and Dad, can we go here? No. Why? Because our home is a home of holiness. Mom and Dad, can I listen to this music? No. Because why? Our home is a home of holiness. Mom and Dad, can I wear this? No. Because our home is a home of holiness. We don't do stuff in this house that offends God. Is that the way it works at your house? JJ, where's your mom and dad? Mom's in the nursery. And last time I was here, she's in the nursery. I'll have to talk to her. Where's your dad? Sound booth. I remember that now. What's your dad's name? Joey? Is that where one of the J's come from? No. Joey? No, he doesn't like what I'm saying. He can turn me off. That's a unique position. No. Joey, is it easy raising godly kids in a carnal world? It's not. Somebody has to stand up and say, we're not doing that here. But I've watched little girls, young girls, Madison's age and others, who will try to influence their parents to do what the parent knows to be not right and not holy, just so they can be like the other kids. And then they go through all of that battle, and you come home and it's a battle. She wants to go here. He wants to go here. She wants to wear this. He wants to wear that. He wants to do this activity. She wants to do that activity. And you get so worn down at work that you come back in and you're worn down. And it's finally you say, that's it. I quit. I'm done. Go ahead. Just go. And they know how to wear us out. And they know how to wear on our nerves. My soul on earth, Joey, it's up to you and me as dads to say, no, not on my watch. We're not going to do things in this house that will dishonor God and bring a shame to His holiness. Imagine how easy church would be by coming to church and bringing your homes and everything you do at home is about God's holiness, and then you come here and this place is all about God's holiness, and all of a sudden there's no more friction, then there's no more tension because you're realizing, hold it, this place is about God's holiness. And if I have holiness as the chief goal in the embassy of my home, then by all means, church is going to be easy. All right, JJ and Toby, come here. Man, he's just like, dude, I'm so glad I'm done. Stand here and here, right here, face the congregation. Try to look as tough as you can. Manny, come here. Step up to here, right here. Manny, I want you to be the dad. No, Manny, right here, I'm right here. I want you to be the dad, okay? That means you're in charge, but you answer directly to God. Got it? You've got kids. You got a wife. We're just not going that far. You've got a wife. You got kids. And these are the two who stand outside the embassy of your home, keeping the world out and holiness in. So you go behind guards, let him through. Are you struggling on the whole pretensy thing? Okay, you're there. Here are the two guards. You're there. You're the protector of holiness in the home. You're the protectors of the embassy. I need worldly. Come help me, Sierra. Sierra, how old are you?
I'm 16.
16, I'm not. There are times, as in this life, that the world wants to influence you to do wrong. I don't care if you go to a Christian school, if you're homeschooled, or if you are at a public school, it doesn't matter to me, classical education, it doesn't matter. The world is assaulting, and you're going to come home from school, so you're coming home from school, and the world is influencing you. Wear this, do this, go here, say that, be rebellious, chew gum in church. Oh, wait, you are. So you do all of these things. Don't swallow it. It's worse. It'll take 7 years to digest. So with that, you have all of these influences, and now you want, may I hold your arm for just a sec? Is that okay? All right. And so you're coming home, and these guards, do you know these guys?
Yeah.
Okay. These guards see there's a worldly attitude about you. Gum chewing, school going, worldly whatever stuff happening. She's doing just fine, and the gum is fine. I wished I had some. I had red onions last night. I still wish I could have some gum. We're good. But she's coming home, and all of a sudden, the guards are out here. Righteousness and truth. Sorry. Manny is back here, and he set the standard for the home. Righteousness and truth are looking and saying, she's got the world written all over her. She's gonna drag in the coronavirus of sin into this house. We remind her, this is a home of holiness. That's your job, say that. Oh my soul, how anemic and pathetic. This is the home of holiness. You're a guard, you're on duty. Do something, help me.
You want me to say what he said, but better?
No, yeah, okay, say what he said, but better. Can I have an upgraded group by the time I come back tonight? Yes.
This is a home of holiness.
Yes, and therefore, you gotta realize the world is clinging on. It's not that you want to do what's wrong, but everybody else around you wants to do what's wrong. And it influences you. And you have to realize, Dad put out, I just made Manny your father. I am so sorry. Dad just put out the guidelines. We don't do the world, Sierra. Fix it. We're not letting that in the home. You can be seated. Please do not applaud them or encourage them. It was pathetic. I'm proud of you guys. Good job. Seriously, good job. Holiness. If it's not at your house, the problem isn't your kids. Because you'll never expect them to summon the power of holiness at the house. It's on you. What's your name? What is it?
Andrew.
Your mom and dad here? Your grandma? Somebody? Your papa? Who's Andrew's papa? Thank you for having him at church, sir. There is just no better place for a papa and a grandson to be. Something inside of you said this is where he needs to be today, and you brought him here. And it's hard, but as papa, you can't surrender your influence. You might be fighting the battle of holiness in a lot of places, but you got him in the right place today. And the world is going to fight Andrew and fight all of these kids. And if you don't make up your mind to let your home be that place, a home of holiness where God's holiness is on guard and on display and is not permitted to do the things that the other kids are getting to do, if that's not happening, then we're just surrendering our kids. We're just taking the guards away and say, hey, world, have at it. Come on in. Bring your entertainment. Bring your music. Bring your clothing. Bring your attitude. Bring everything else in. We don't care here. So I'm uncomfortable because I'm going to have to talk to my kids on the way home. And sure enough, my kid's going to be the kid who'll say, how come we don't do holiness at our house, Dad? Mom, how come we don't have holiness at our house? Was that preacher lying today, or are we the hypocrites that he indicated we were? Well, that's going to be a long ride home. I can feel that already. Because either the Word of God is right, or it's not. And it has to be right. And here's the thing. You guys can make it really hard on your parents to make holiness at home in your house. Or you can make it easy and say, Mom, Dad, whatever you say, I'll just do what's right. And you know how much easier it gets on your mom and dad? I know that you guys, you know, partner together and figure out how can we torment the parental units this week. But the truth is that our job is to follow as kids. Our job is to follow mom and dad. Mom and dad, your job is to put the stake down and say, That's not steak, S-T-E-A-K. That's different. Put a stake down and say, no, holiness is at home in this house. I'll stop here. Manny looked like he was hungry. And I'm going to ask you one question. Would God say your home is a home of holiness? You say, Brother O'Malley, that is the worst possible question you could ask me today. But it is the question before us. We were supposed to be about having revival. Okay. Rule one, put holiness back at the house. So, well, I think we're doing pretty good. Preacher came over and he prayed for us, blessed our homes. Our kids are mostly normal, and I think we're doing okay. No. God sees the inside and knows what's at home at your house. I only have one question for you this morning. Would God say your house is the house of holiness? Would you stand with me? If we have musicians who are right with God and feel like they can come and play their instrument, come and do so. And as the music begins to play, I invite you to come to this altar this morning and say, God, may we put holiness back as the priority in our home. May we look at our home as an embassy of heaven, and may we establish that holiness is how we do life around here. As the music begins to play, why don't you come? Father, the hearts to whom you've spoken, I ask you to give them liberty to come. In Jesus' name I pray. Young people,